Tim Walker.
What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? As always, I'm your host, Ryan D, aka the Ryan 680.
And this is Lex, back at it again, guys.
Let's get right to it, Lex. Thank you so much for making this a part of your day. If you have not already, be sure to like, share, subscribe to us on our Alamo City Movie Talk page for movie reviews like this one or trailer reactions. We got a lot of movie content coming out for you guys. You know what to do. Click that button, get that little bell notification right there. And let's get right to it. Lex, what are we talking about today?
Godzilla X Kong or Godzilla and Kong, whatever we kept debating what it is,
but the collaboration.
X is typically like collab. So Godzilla Kong, the new empire.
Godzilla Kong, the new empire tells of ancient two titans, Godzilla and Kong, clash in an epic battle as humans unravel their intertwined origins and connection to Skull Island's mysteries. Now, this is also directed from the previous movie, which was Godzilla vs. Kong. Also, the same director is Adam Wingard in here. Stars Rebecca Hall, Brian Tyree Henry, and Dan Stevens. And, of course, the one and only, the young lady that was actually now a young teenager now, but actually was a child in the last one, is Kaylee Hotel. What did you think of this movie, Lex? Because we had, you know, coming off of everything that we had with the last movie and everything, Godzilla versus Kong, which is actually wasn't that bad. I know kind of people were kind of like mixed on it and everything. I typically enjoyed that movie because I liked seeing two creatures fight a lot. What did you think of this movie, and were we spoiled with Godzilla Minus One? Let's go.
No, I'm always going to advocate for Godzilla versus Minus One. Godzilla the New Empire, you know what? I had really low expectations, and that's not like trying to be a hater. I actually only saw one trailer just because the movie was approaching, and it's just, you know, like I was like, okay, I'm getting a vibe. They're doing another one of the, and you know, I enjoyed Godzilla versus Kong. I enjoyed parts of it. And obviously who doesn't love kaijus, but
yeah.
When it came to Godzilla versus Kong, I think the marketing just really rubbed me the wrong way. I got really like, I thought it was a severe case of sequelitis. Like, you know, even when I saw like from the trailer, you know, they made Godzilla pink, which obviously is for like the toys and kind of switching it up. And then they gave Kong like an armored glove and things, which I was like, oh, what is this? Like, it's kind of getting too like, you know, I know in the last one they did a Mecha Godzilla, but I don't know, like this one, yeah. I just felt like they're doing it just to keep going. And, and yeah, at least what was being pitched on the marketing, like I just wasn't as interested. Now, funny enough, this ended up being a better movie than I thought. That said, like I said, I came in with all expectations, so just take that for what you will. But it was actually action packed, and they crammed a lot of stuff in here. There was a lot more kaiju fights than I thought.
Yeah, there was.
I didn't think they were going to be able to top off, you know, what we saw from the first Godzilla versus Kong, because in this one, obviously, there's a team up and there's a main villain. But
yeah,
the movie was structured in a way where it crammed a lot of stuff, but the first half of the movie really felt like a Kong movie, and I personally enjoyed that, but it did distract me at a point where I was like, oh, like, are we not really doing a lot of Godzilla this time around? Like, what's going on? But guys, you may know, like, I am a Kong fan, so I felt like that part of the story is what was a little bit more fleshed out. And overall, I think, though, it has like third act issues, in my opinion. I just felt like pacing wise, because they crammed so much, it felt like there was some story segments that were just like, okay, we're gonna finish this real quick, let's jump to the next thing, right? So I felt that, but the first movie felt like it kind of took its time a little bit more. So I don't know. I don't know if we would have gotten a better movie by either the whole movie being kind of slow or the whole movie being fast. I don't know the answer to that. But I just know that I felt that shift of like, okay, there's two different paces here. Outside of that, action, I enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun.
So. Yeah. Okay. One of the things I'm going to say right out the gate is, you know, I had to really settle with this movie because I was like thinking about it, critically thinking about it at work while I was at work. I was like, you know what? There's a lot of positive notations out of it. There's a lot of positive moments in this film where really the fighting sequences and everything, the fighting between Kong just really just exploring, you know, Hollow Earth was really good. That was something different. We get to see, oh, okay, here's where Kong left off of after the previous film that just that came out a few years ago and everything. And I gotta admit, you know, Godzilla versus Kong, that movie was really good. I really enjoyed myself at the theater with that film. With that being said, everything, we got Godzilla Minus One that came out last year. Yeah. And people are going to be like, well, a lot of Godzilla fans, and I'm going to say this because we're total opposites. Me and Lex are. We're total opposites. I'm a huge Godzilla fan. Yeah. And so I was very, very, I guess, what's the word for it? Surprised. I was very, very surprised that we got little Godzilla in this movie. I gotta say though, I expected a little bit more Godzilla. And that's the thing too, is that like, okay, the title literally says Godzilla X Kong. It should have been Kong the New Empire featuring Godzilla. That's what it should be called, because I gotta admit, they did my boy. He didn't give him justice. They didn't. How are you not gonna give the King of Monsters justice? But that's a little getting out of the nerdy realm. We'll leave it at that. But regardless, though, there were still great fighting sequences in here. I really enjoyed that. Kong had a really good. Again, if you're a Kong fan, had a really good. Ape interaction with the other apes and all that. That was really cool because we saw that in the trailer. But here's the thing. Trailers give away too much, and I already knew what was gonna happen. There's there's this moment where Kong, and we see in the trailer again, where Kong's like goes into this undiscovered realm of Hollow Earth. It's in the trailer, guys, and it's literally, you're like, oh, what the hell is that? Is that a bird? Is it a plane? Oh, it's a baby ape. It's like, that's literally in the trailer, and I wish that was not in the trailer. There's a lot of stuff I wish that were not in the trailer, because I feel like they gave a lot of it away. The second thing I had a problem with, you know, we never really seen, correct me if I'm wrong, besides the original OG stuff, I don't think we even seen that. Correct me if I'm wrong, guys. I apologize if I am, but one of the things I do want to recognize, have we ever seen Godzilla run before?
Yeah.
We have. Okay. Well, yeah. I gotta admit, this running sequence was fucking badass. This thing was I loved it. I was giddy.
I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah. And it's in the trailer.
Just didn't do it this way before.
But it's in the trailer. It's in the trailer. I'm all like, why did you put this in the trailer? You should have waited. I think from my perspective, and again, Marvel doesn't really do the same thing. Well, kind of, not really. I don't know. But it just, I feel like there's so much in the trailer. You know, Zack Snyder, of course, BVS. Why would you show Doomsday in the damn trailer? Don't make any sense. Hold it. Hold the phone. Do not show us this. Do not tell us this. But needless to say, though, I still had a great time in the theater. It was great IMAX. Yeah. The only thing I had a problem with the IMAX, though, was that the IMAX volume was very low. And I felt very, like, I feel like it should have gone up a lot more. I could still hear myself
talk. And that may vary, like, theater.
And it's right? just theater but, experience, yeah. Yeah. But regardless, though, Rebecca Hall, I had a great time seeing her play the same, you know. Yeah.
I was going to say, actually, like, two points that I wanted to do, like one on the villain and then one on the humans, you know, and we talked about it a lot on the Godzilla Minus One review where, you know, we like that movie proved that the human component is not the problem when telling a Godzilla story or like a kaiju story. But yeah, in the past with the MonsterVerse that, you know, this the saga of these movies, I know that the humans, that sometimes has fallen short or it's not something that we really care about. I do think I like the balance here. I think it was better because I think it was less of a crew of humans. So it was a smaller, more tight-knit characters that you were involved with at the human level. And then most of it actually relied on the kaijus. Once again, a lot of it on Kong. So I think the balance was done well. And I think with Kong, what really works too is being an ape, like it's very easy to make him more expressive compared to Godzilla, in my opinion. So you could even see that, you know, there was this journey about him.
Yeah.
No, go ahead. Feeling feelings and wanting to assert himself as a leader and find like a home. And, you know, I won't say much beyond that. That's easier to convey emotionally in a giant ape compared to someone like Godzilla. So I think they did good on that part of things.
So here's the thing. I know you said the third act kind of killed it or wasn't good. In my opinion, the first act was horrible. I have to. I have to.
You don't like Kong.
Again, it's no. It's just the fact
you
that
feel like you dragged
that. Okay, we understand. We understand he can't talk, right? Obviously. And every time we see the other apes in the trailer. They're in the damn trailer. We see other apes. I kept thinking Caesar, Planet of the Apes. I kept thinking that over and over. And I was like, where's Caesar? And I was like, oh, this gives me chills. Watch, because I love that movie. Rise of the Planet of the Apes. I can't wait for the next one. But I was like, man, this is really good. I love the CGI in here. CGI was freaking amazing. I got to admit, the CGI was so good, spot on. But again, we go back to where, like, you give a character, you know, screen time that cannot talk, right? It definitely has its moments, and it kind of felt dull. Again, that's just my point of opinion, but I feel like the first act was just dull. And going back to the title issue that I had with it, because this title is totally wrong. The third act is what saved it, but we don't really see... I guess it's a spoiler, not really, but like we really don't see them come together until the third act. And I'll leave it at that. But I'm not gonna say it doesn't come until later. And I'm like, why? They should have. To be honest, the way they should have done it is that they should have came in halfway through, try to beat up the bad guy's butt, and then oh man, we can't do it. Okay, oh, we need more power. Let's go back to Earth and get some more nuclear energy, and then come back and be like, all right, let's kick butt now. Boom, let's knock it out. High five, Kong. High five. God, that would have been cool. I'm just kidding. It would have been too cheesy, but
I know. I got you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there was just not a buildup. Like, people, I guess for Kong's story there was, but for because the movie's called Godzilla versus Kong, or Godzilla and Kong.
Yeah.
It's called that for it was a reason. A lot of exposition. So it should have been a buildup between both characters. But again, though, we always have that struggle. The story was not good, in my opinion. I just thought the story was very dull. It was very thin. I didn't like the story. But again, though, let's just take it with a grain of salt. It's just for me, it has a lot of plot holes that kind of don't unravel, and it kind of leaves you questioning, like, where do you go from here? Where do you, it's just a lot, it leaves it open ended, which I like, but at the same time, though,
I feel like it just ended.
I mean, it ends, but like, it doesn't, there's no end credit scene, guys. There's no end credit scene whatsoever, but I just feel like it leaves it open. That's the thing too. When it comes to like an open scene, like, or ending scene, that's like, oh, something's going to happen now. Like, I like it how it ends the way it ends, because it just leaves it kind of open to everyone's interpretation. I like that. I like that better.
I think it was just, once again, I think it goes back to a lot of the pacing issues. Like I said, I don't think the last half was bad. It's just they were trying to do some things on certain beats that then it's just like, okay, we'll switch the camera to this other thing that's going on. So that was my only thing with it.
I do want to acknowledge as well that Brian Tyree Henry, he was good in here. He plays Bernie Hayes in here. He was good. It's just, I feel like he was out of place in the movie. Like, his character was out of place. Like, I get it. He was meant to do that comedy relief.
And he's really good at that. Like, that actor, he's and always I've seen him, been able to do that. But I think, I don't know. Once again, I felt like the human part, what I like is that it was more close-knit, less characters to really focus around. I don't know. I like his comedic relief portion. And then I also thought Dan Stevens had a lot of personality in this role. He didn't have a ton to do. And there was like one storyline there with the main character Rebecca Hall, and that part didn't really go anywhere. However, he brought this movie, and it was a cool character. I do hope maybe we can see more of him. And then last thing, just real quick, not too much to talk about the villain itself, but the villain also delivered more than my low expectations. I thought it was going to be more generic. And while the villain doesn't have like these grandiose or fully developed, like, what's the word I'm looking for is like the motives or whatnot. I do think that they used him very well in terms of style. Like he was menacing. Some of the ways that some of his scenes were directed, I actually really enjoyed. And that's actually because Adam Wingard has a background in horror. Some of his earlier work was actually VHS, that any horror fans, hopefully you guys have encountered
in your VHS next
franchise. And he's done Your Next. And then I think his work on VHS then led him to land the new Blair Witch Project, which I know that one wasn't as loved. But in general, he knows how to direct horror sequences. And so to have a menacing villain that, you know, he had a lot of fun with that, I got to say.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed that aspect. He clearly has a style. That's why they brought him back for this one.
I have to put into context that Godzilla vs. Kong had more of a Godzilla story, and that's probably why I like it more. So I get it. He took a risk. He did. I'm not gonna say, you know, he took a risk by giving more Kong screen, because this is the most Kong screen time we've gotten since Skull Island, I would say, because it's own movie, right? But again, we go back to where, like, okay, he took a risk. I appreciate that a lot. But again, I felt like there was a few dumb moments in here, and it also was very predictable. At least Steven's character, for me, he was kind of like very predictable. It was kind of like, oh, I bet you they're gonna save. Like, literally, there's this one scene where I'm not gonna spoil it for you, but there's this one scene where they kind of notation, oh yay, this is what these things do, and then it just kind of. You know it's coming. You just know it, and I was waiting for it. But again, I'll leave it at that, guys. Take it whatever you want. Take it with a grain of salt. But Kylie, she plays what do you call it? What's her character's name? Oh my gosh,
Jaya.
Yeah. So she plays Jaya in here, and she was good, man. I enjoyed her in the last movie. I enjoyed her a lot in here, and she does a really good acting chops out of here. So I'm interested to see more of her acting career progress after this, or maybe even continue along with another movie. You never know. So I'm excited for that. I hope they keep her in the franchise along with Rebecca Hall. Even though Rebecca Hall's character wasn't really developed, it wouldn't go anywhere, I still appreciate Rebecca Hall in here. But again, though, I'll leave it at that. But yeah. I still enjoyed this movie for what it came out to be and everything. And the runtime for this was 1 hour and 55 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. And I got to admit, it sucks. I hate to say this, but I felt like it was over 2 hours long. It felt like it. Again, though, take it with a grain of salt, however you will, guys. I know Kong fans are going to attack me, but I'm just saying, I'll leave it at that.
I agree. So the movie felt really long. Which is weird, because once again, it feels like they crammed stuff.
Yeah.
I guess it's not weird. So the way that I would explain it is, this should have been probably about 2.5 hours, but they crammed it in 2 hours, but they decided not to cut enough things. So they crammed enough things that still made the movie feel really long. I know the math doesn't like add up, but in terms of the feel, that's kind of the feeling I got. Like if I was a betting person, like I would have said this movie was over 2 hours long when I walked out of it. But it wasn't. So and that's, once again, the pacing issues. Other than that, guys, honestly, a lot of people are going to have fun with it.
A lot
of people that have been fans of the MonsterVerse films, I don't think you're going to be disappointed.
You're going to love this.
It still raises the stake. And once again, some really cool kaiju fighting scenes. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, we're definitely going to check it out again. I know I want to see this again in a movie theater. Maybe I'll come in the third act. I'll hop in, you know, get my seat. I might come into the third act, and then that's when my boy comes in. And so I'll enjoy him coming on screen, because who doesn't love watching Godzilla run? And hey, you were talking crap about Godzilla being pink. Dude, I love him pink. No, I love him pink.
I was just saying that from a marketing standpoint gave me like, they're trying to sell toys.
Of course. It's like Marvel and DC, and like, know, they got to sell toys.
But they could have gone a lazy way and just not actually make a passable movie. But that's not what they did.
No. This movie, I'm calling it right here, guys. We're going to talk about the Rotten Tomatoes real quick. So I really think this score is going to be 65%. I don't know why. I just have this feeling it's going to be in the 60s and maybe mid to late 50s. So I'm going to leave from 55 to 65. I'll say that. It's going to stay right there at right there, because I feel like some critics are going to love it. Some critics are going to hate it. And I just feel like this movie is not terrible. It's not a terrible movie, guys. By all means, it's not a crappy movie. It's not a shitty movie. It's a good, solid monster film that I feel like moviegoers are going to love and enjoy this. Any moviegoer fan. And if you are a fan of the Monarch series as well, you're really going to enjoy this. It doesn't really have the level of dramatic sequences, though. I gotta admit, same thing with Godzilla Minus One. I feel like Godzilla Minus One fans are gonna like it. It's just a very different, more action. It's a popcorn movie, guys. Enjoy it. It's a popcorn theater experience, and I hope you have a great theater experience, whatever theater you are checking this out at. But yeah, all right, one last thing. Two last things. One thing I want to show you, Lex. This is, and whoever's listening to us on our podcast platform, be sure to hop on over to our YouTube channel, because this review's up there as well. But because I want to show you guys, check out this poster. So the left is going to be the international poster, and the right is going to be the American poster. How amazing. Usually 9 times out of 10 are the international posters just way better than the American ones. Like, holy crap. I would buy the left poster in a heartbeat. No questions asked. If it just had Godzilla right there, that I would buy that in a heart and put little Kong, very little, on the bottom. I was kidding,
little, but, look.
Yeah, I know.
I need his workout program.
Right. So I really do. What did you think of this poster, Lex?
It's solid, man. Yeah. The international posters always kill it. You have a little bit of the villain there. The one on the right is just a money shot. Yeah, I get it. It puts butts in seats, but the other one's just artistic. It's exciting and you can sense the motion there more than the one on the right, I think.
For sure. And also, we want to talk about one last thing, guys, and that is budgets. Let's talk about this real quick. We'll take 5-10 minutes, guys. And so the budget for this film is $135 million. Okay? Take that into perspective. $135 million. Now, we know that Godzilla Minus One was like roughly $10, $11 million around
11.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, so $11 million. Again, a huge difference here, right, moviegoers? But here's the thing. Godzilla is actually expected to make $85 million domestically, not internationally, domestically. That if this movie makes that amount or over $45 million, get this, Lex. This is a great time to be at the theaters, guys, because I'm going to we're going to fact check something real quick. This March Madness of movies has been coming out this month. Every single movie opening weekend, that a new release film, whether it be Kung Fu Panda 4, whether it be, who opened up the year? Dune 2, who opened up this month? Dune 2. Movies like that who have an opening weekend, every single movie's made over $45 million. Isn't that insane? Over 45. This is the biggest economy boost for movie theaters before COVID. I saw an article about that, and I was like, holy smokes, this is real. This is the biggest norm we're gonna get before COVID ever happened. And everything. So I'm excited for this. This movie, I'm pretty sure it's going to make, because I already know half, I got a workers, about 50, 60 workers at my work. And I already know 30 of them are going to go see this movie. They're going to take their kids to go see this. Because you know what? They're like, oh, I usually have bootleg movies, but nah, I want to go see this at a theater. Like, I'm going to pay to go see this. And I hope everyone has a great time at the theater with their families and friends.
Yeah, I know. It's a fun time. Film.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm definitely, I know we did. We saw the biggest screen ever, one of the biggest screens in Texas, one of three true IMAX screens in Texas. Again, AMC, put the volume up. Just saying, put that volume up. Gotta raise it up, bro. I'll leave it at that. But all right, guys, thank you so much for making us a part of your day. Was this the film that we deserved? I'll say yes. Rating 1 out of 10, 10 being the highest. Lex, what do you give this rating real quick?
I'll give this a 7.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Nice. Not bad. I'm going to do you one better, because I still enjoyed this movie and everything. I'm going to give this a 6.8.
Okay. Yeah. No,
6.8. It's a lot of again, fun. If Godzilla was more in the movie, it would probably be like an 8 or a 9. But I mean, they do my boy justice. It is what it is. You know, it should have been called Kong, the New Empire, featuring Godzilla. I'll leave it at that's the new title, guys. I'm gonna leave it like that. We're gonna call it that, because That's what it should have been called, but whatever. It is what it is. I'm actually excited to see what Legendary can do for Godzilla more now. Yeah. So I'm excited. I'm also excited to see what more Godzilla.
I mean, that's right. Yeah. They gave him the show. I know it was the Apple TV show, but he got a show. Like, you can't complain about that.
I mean, he didn't get the Apple TV
show. I haven't seen the show yet.
He's only on 3 episodes. So, and it's because it's mainly. I'm sorry. Here we go. But it's because it's Monarch. It's not about Godzilla. Yeah, like, it's about Godzilla, but it's about the Monarch monsters that are around the world, you know? So it's more so on the creatures, which I appreciate. I appreciate that. I do. I'm not gonna lie, I do. But all right, guys, take it however you want it. Thank you so much for making this a part of your day once again, guys. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D.H. Ryan 680.
This was Lex. Y'all take care, and I'll see you guys next time.
Catch you later, guys. We'll see you at the movies. Latest.